Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's try to catch up on what's going on in the world of the gun culture and stuff like that by going to the truthaboutguns.com and their editor-in-chief, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire.
Good afternoon, sir.
You get the Esquire thing because of that lead I gave you and how fast you moved on it today. But
yeah, I'm no attorney. I don't pretend to be. I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the degree. But I just dig into these things from time to time.
So let's go for the low-hanging fruit, the best news we've had in quite a while. And that is that yesterday they confirmed Amy Coney Barrett. She is now Justice Amy Coney Barrett. And the long, you know, now we have six justices placed by Republican presidents. I don't know that I want to call them all conservative, but we got six. So probably, what, we have five good votes out of that.
That's probably right. Five and a half. You don't know which way Chief Justice Roberts is going to swing on any particular issue.
Right. You know,
as we've seen in the last week on voting rights in two different states, he's basically taken two different positions. So.
Yeah, but, you know, now that they have Barrett in place, like Pennsylvania, I think it's Pennsylvania, they're asking for another ruling now that they actually can break a tie because they voted 4-4 on one of those. I don't remember where it was.
That's interesting.
That, now they're asking for them to reconsider that one more time because they voted 4-4, the lower court holds. But anyway. How good of a news is this? Because, and this is the thing, I think it's great. When Trump gets reelected, which is beginning to look like that's what's going to happen, even the fake stream media is beginning to begrudgingly admit this in some quarters. To me, that would tell me he has a chance to replace two of them again. And I don't think it's going to be any of the leftists, so maybe Thomas retires or Alito retires and he can replace them and we keep this one thing in place. How important is it to have the Supreme Court aligned this way versus actually not enacting any gun control on state and federal levels?
Well, it's really important for a couple of reasons. The Supreme Court last term, as you probably remember, dumped 10 cases that were waiting for cert.
Oh, yeah.
There were a number of excellent opportunities there for the court to clarify the Heller ruling and to enshrine the individual right to keep and bear arms in a much more robust way than it currently is. They gave that up, and that was because the conservative wing on the court could not predict what a Chief Justice Roberts vote would be, and they didn't want to risk an adverse ruling. Well, by all indications, and from the one Second Amendment case that she has written on so far, Justice Barrett seems to be firmly in the originalist pro-gun rights side of things. Now, you never know how somebody's going to rule until they rule.
Right.
And as we have seen over the last 40 or 50 years, liberal justices don't drift right. Conservative justices only drift left.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I mean, justices may stay where they are. I think Alito and
Thomas,
exactly. I'm sorry. Thomas has stayed pretty much right where they are this whole time. I don't think anybody can accuse them of drifting to the left. But if there's going to be any drift there, it's always going to be from right to left. This is important, though, now, because now that there are probably a good, strong 5 votes for gun rights, that means it's much more likely that a case will be taken up and granted cert. And it also means that you're probably going to see Chief Justice Roberts voting on the pro-gun side, if at all possible. And the reason for that is the Chief Justice gets to assign who writes the majority opinion, if he's
right.
in the majority.
Right.
If he's not in the majority, then the senior justice on the winning side gets to do that. And the thought is that there is no way in hell that he is going to want Clarence Thomas to write a pro-gun rights opinion, because it will be solidly pro-gun and probably much more so and much more clearly so than an opinion that Justice Roberts himself would write.
Well, you know, and that's important because, like with Scalia, when he wrote the opinion for Heller, they seize on a lot of these things that he said in his opinion as actually part of the ruling, like no amendment, no right is absolute, guns can be reasonably regulated, that kind of stuff, and they seize on that, and they of course gloss over the other stuff, like guns in common use cannot be banned.
Right. Yeah, that's
part of that.
As you say, glossed over frequently.
So I think whoever does write that is important. Now, are you saying that is it just your feeling and your sense that maybe Roberts would not want somebody to be so, let's say, so originalist?
Yes. I think that he wouldn't want a Thomas opinion to be so clear and so straightforward that it binds the hands of the lower courts more than is absolutely necessary. I think that he would want to give them still some leeway to rule in ways that you and I might not agree with, while still voting generally on the case at hand, on the pro-gun side. So again, Chief Justice Roberts would temper his opinion compared to whatever Justice Thomas would write.
Right. That's interesting. I had not considered that part of it. But then that means we got a 6th vote, I guess, huh?
Likely. I think if at all possible, if there's any way he can find a way to join the majority in a pro-gun ruling.
Yeah. So that's still a good thing. That's still a good thing. And I guess they will last for quite some time and everything. Do you think – you don't have time to answer this, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask you the question. You can answer it on the other side. How about that?
Deal.
Okay. So do you think that in a disastrous setup – that now that we have Amy Coney Barrett in place, that if Trump does lose this election, it becomes President Joe Biden, has he done one thing that we can really appreciate from him for some time to come? That'll be the question when we get back. With thetruthaboutguns.com, let's just say they are so fast on the reactive part of it, it's better than calling an ambulance. And I'll explain that when we get back on the next side, because we're going to talk about something along those lines. Catch him at thetruthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns. I didn't have that happen today, but like, I was just thinking about how much fun it would have been if I was doing this part and introducing you the other day when I got two fillings in my lower jaw. I'd be spitting all over my microphone. It would be funny. So my question was, did Trump hit us with a good solid that's going to pay for itself? Should he lose the election with this appointment of Amy Coney Barrett?
I think you have to say that he did. Back in 2016, when a lot of people had qualms about voting for him, a lot of people on the right, they looked at it and they said, and for a lot of people, the most important issue was who would be nominating the next Supreme Court justices. I think everybody expected there would be one or two. I didn't think people thought that the whoever won would have three nominations. But he did an extremely intelligent thing back then. It was a very sharp move to publish that list of the kinds of people that he would said he would appoint. And they were all distinguished, well-qualified, originalist legal minds. And I think that gave a lot of people who may have been a little wary about voting for him, it gave a lot of people some comfort. And they said, and I think a lot of people held their noses and said, you know what? The most important issue for me is the Supreme Court, you know, whether that's gun rights or whatever other issues might come before the court, health care, whatever. I would rather have Trump and the people on his list filling those vacancies than whoever Hillary Clinton might nominate. And here we are 4 years later, a week before the election, and he has replaced three justices, and he's done it with exactly the kinds of people who are on that list. I don't recall how many of either Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, or Barrett. I don't remember if all of them were on that list 4 years ago or not. But even if they weren't, they are of the same type. And you have to say that he kept his promise, and you have to say that the Supreme Court is in a better place now than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Do you think they would have? I always get it messed up. What is it, Merrick Garland or Garland Merrick? Do you think Clinton would have moved to him?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that was a quote unquote safe pick that
Obama was hoping that
Republicans might hold their nose and vote for.
He had plenty of evidence to show that would happen, because up until recently, Lindsey Graham's position has always been, if the president picks him and he's been elected president, we should just pass him.
And let's be fair. Merrick Garland was perfectly qualified to be a Supreme Court justice, and he was not nearly as far left as people who Obama could have and had nominated prior. I think that was a strategic pick, and he was hoping that the Republicans would hold their nose and go ahead and vote for them. And Lindsey Graham probably would have done that back then. But Cocaine Mitch wasn't having it. He gambled, and he said, "Nope, I'm going to hold this, and that's what. And we're gonna roll the dice and see if we can win the presidency." And I think you've seen the effects of these battles on someone like a Lindsey Graham, who basically what the Democrats have done in their treatment of Kavanaugh, which was just scandalous, is radicalized somebody who was this middle of the road as Lindsey Graham, so that when it came time to consider Justice Barrett, he was gonna brook no craziness from the Democrats. He was fully on board with pushing her through before the election, and somebody who was, you know, kind of considered a squish and would go along with somebody who was, you know, center left and certainly qualified like Merrick Garland, and said, forget it. We've got an opportunity. We're going to take it. We're going to put her on the court.
Well, I mean, the precedent that I think a lot of people miss on this was it wasn't that they said that when it's this close to an election that the president should not be able to appoint a Supreme Court justice. It was that if you had an opposing party in place in the Senate versus the president or vice versa,
right,
that probably was not going to happen. If Harry Reid was still in place, you know, if he hadn't been beat up by his gym equipment and he was still the majority leader, or if it was
right,
if it was Schumer, they most certainly would have let Obama put Garland in place.
Of course they would. Of course they would. Look, this is hardball politics.
Sure.
As Tip O'Neill said long ago, politics ain't beanbag. If you've got the levers of power, you wield them. That's the lesson that the Republicans
need to learn.
Exactly. They have been derelict in using those levers of power too often, and they've gotten themselves run over. Well, they didn't do it this time. And that came after 4 years of watching Democrats beat the hell out of the president and try to run them over. And they saw the kind of horrendous treatment Kavanaugh got from the Democrats in the Judiciary Committee. They said, forget it. We've got the power. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly constitutional. He nominated him. He nominated her. We're going to confirm her, and she's going to be in the court.
When I was doing local radio back in 2010, whenever I would mention Lindsey Graham's name down in Columbia, South Carolina, I would always play the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies behind it. Like it just happened because I mentioned his name. And now he has graduated. Thank you, Lindsey. You finally fused your spine, and you found your anger. That's why I want Trump to be president. I don't need a Boy Scout. I know lots of nice people. Dan, you're just about as nice as anybody out there. But if you do become president, I do want you to get out there and be completely just crazed Dan Zimmerman-esque, okay? So anyway.
I'll do my best if that ever happens.
We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about something that Dan and I talked about this morning, that it's amazing what happens when a wrong piece of information gets out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden and Obama threw the workers of the Delphi Corporation to the wolves.
President Trump had his first of three rallies. The president speaking in Lansing, Michigan. The president continues.
Anybody from Delphi here? Because somebody, if you're here, you got to like Trump, because we're working on getting their pensions taken care of, because they were taken advantage of. You know about that. I signed an order to restore the pensions and health care benefits promised to workers in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Warm Springs, Georgia, saying he will be a president that represents all the people.
President who is not in it for himself, but for others. A president who doesn't divide us, but unites us. A president who appeals not to the worst in us, but to the best.
Biden currently in Atlanta. USA Radio News. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live, this is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, yesterday when I was at home, reeling from the fact that it took him so many hours to replace a luggage rack strip on my car, I went to my YouTube page because I just got remonetized on YouTube. Yes, a gun channel got remonetized on YouTube. And I started looking at what was suggested to me, and I saw this one video that was like a breaking news video, and I watched it, and at first I was like, oh dear God, but then I thought a minute, and I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't jibe with what I'm thinking some of these things should be going on. So this morning, I got with Mr. Zimmerman here, joining us again, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and we talked about it, and you'd seen this, and this turned out to be where a lawyer from a group got out there and sent out, what was it, a letter or something speculating what might be coming down the pike, but it hasn't actually materialized yet?
Yeah, it was the Wiley Law Firm, which is known to have a good knowledge of firearms law and the machinations of the ATF. And they were noting some things that were going on in the ATF, and they were advising their clients of what they were seeing. And most of this had to do with AK and AR pistols that were made outside the U.S. and were deemed by the ATF to not be of sporting purposes. This is horrible, but under the National Firearms Act, for a gun to be imported into the United States and sold to the retail market, it has to be deemed
sporting
use. And the ATF has all sorts of arcane, esoteric standards which they use to determine whether a gun is of sporting use or not. And they have recently been denying some of the guns that were respectively going to be imported. And this had to do with the weight of them, whether they could, again, these are AR and AK pistols.
Right.
And I don't know whether they were going to be imported with a pre-mounted pistol brace or not, or they're just coming in without the brace and the brace could be added later. But these guns were deemed not to be of sporting use because either the barrel was too long or they were too heavy, so they couldn't be adequately fired with one hand for whatever reason. Anyway, the Wiley law firm said, look, this is happening. We're seeing the potential change, and the ATF isn't clear about how they're applying these rules all the time, which is typical. That's standard operating procedure for the ATF.
It's sure.
To be as nebulous and opaque as they possibly can, and issue these letters to individual manufacturers only and not broadcast their standards loudly, because that gives them a lot of latitude in how to apply what they say are the rules and make it up as they go along, basically. So anyway, the Wiley law firm is saying to their clients, before you go out and buy a bunch of inventory expecting to import it or invest in a whole bunch of machinery, talk to your attorney and make sure that it makes sense for your business. Perfectly reasonable stance and advice from the law firm.
And now you follow along with me and tell me if you think I'm correct in what happened. The YouTube video I saw, you know, at first glance, when you're looking at the headline of that letter, that gives a very alarming message. Even though, logically, we're sitting around here and we know that we have a 60-day window where the ATF is going to stick their finger in there and figure out what they can and can't get away with based on the election, right?
Exactly, because the headline is ATF interpretive change restricts handgun imports. And that's what we just talked about.
Right.
And then the next part says, and may require NFA registration.
Right.
So they were speculating on if these same standards were applied to domestically produced AR and AK pistols, and not all of them, but some of them, again, the ones that didn't fall into that what their definition of a sporting use weapon is, then they could reclassify some of these as any other weapons, an AOW. And under the NFA, if an AOW is not a standard retail firearm, it's NFA regulated, and that means it has to be registered, and you have to pay a $200 tax stamp in order to purchase one and go through all the paperwork that's involved in that.
Right. What's amazing to me is that what you went out and found is what I saw. I went out and saw the same thing. I would agree that if that were to come about, yes, that would be quite alarming. But right now it's in the speculative state. And
right.
Yet some of the people that had heard that before you published this article seem somewhat reluctant to give up on the idea that this is just speculation. It's not something that... They are fully in on the fact that this is going to happen, aren't they? I was looking at the commenters.
Yes. Gun owners are a paranoid lot, and rightly so. There's a lot of
absolutely.
History out there that has contributed to that, and I certainly don't blame them for being paranoid / pessimistic about any dealings with the ATF. And when you combine this email that the Wiley firm sent out with the recent goings-on regarding the Q honey badger.
Yeah. It's a perfect storm, isn't it?
Yeah. They built upon each other. It was they combined to raise a lot of red flags. That doesn't mean that these red flags or these concerns are unfounded. But the reason I wrote the article is I wanted to make sure that our readers know that nothing has happened yet. Because if you watch that video, it sounded like this has already happened, that this was a fait accompli, and that the ATF had already dropped the ban hammer on AR and AK pistols, and all of a sudden everybody was going to have to register their AR and AK pistols. And that is not the case. Even under the Honey Badger, the Honey Badger ruling that's been put off for at least 60 days now, only applied to that one individual.
So the Honey Badger,
firearm.
That one gun.
Yes, it applied.
They had other guns it did not apply to by name, right?
Correct.
At Q.
That's literally the only gun in the country that letter applied to. That doesn't mean that the ATF can't or won't expand that kind of a ruling to other AR pistols, but they haven't. And that would be an extremely large step for them to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Trump gets reelected, their job security is going to be in question anyway. You hang on for me, please, sir. We're coming up on the next break. And you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Indeed. That's with a D. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, that's the problem with doing a radio show. If you get your consonants wrong, you sound like an idiot. Indeed, Dan, indeed. Anyway, indeed. Let's talk about this. I think this is splendid news. How long has Kimber been shut down in New York? During the COVID thing?
I don't know. I assume since March. You know, they've been in Yonkers, gosh, for decades, I think. They did have operations in Alabama. But, yeah, this news came out last week. They issued a press release, and I missed it. So we put it up today. And they are moving. They're vacating New York. And moving to a much friendlier business climate in Alabama.
Yeah, we've gotten in the southeast quite a few New York transplants. Quite a few of them, simply because it's so hard for them just to do business there. Plus, they've been closed down. But like businesses, like because of government contracts, like DeSantis in New York, they've been able to stay open because they've been deemed essential.
Oh, I didn't know they were in New York.
Well, yeah, they are. Gene DeSantis spends a lot of his time in Florida, and he's like, if I could figure out how to move all of my people down here to Florida, I'd do it tomorrow and move everything out of there. But
yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, we hear this in the we see this in the comments all the time. You know, our readers say, well, you know, they need to get out of there. They need to move. They just need to, you know, to vacate. And I hear that about Springfield and, Smith & Wesson in Massachusetts. And, you know, I've heard it about Kimber. It's not that easy. If anybody's ever seen the Springfield plant or the Smith & Wesson plant, in Springfield, Massachusetts, it's immense. Moving that would be an unbelievable undertaking, let alone losing a huge amount of their workforce, because, you know, no matter what, I'm sure a significant percentage of them would not make the move, you know, because they've got family and they're dug in Massachusetts, who know, you know, been there for a lot of their lives. And you lose all that expertise. We saw what happened to Marlin when Remington bought them and tried to move them. Marlin's quality went to hell. They did a huge amount of damage to that brand before finally getting everything fixed and having to rebuild trust in it. That's so moving from a anti-gun state to a pro-gun state. We've seen that a lot, and a lot of companies have done it, but it's not an easy thing to do. It's a very difficult undertaking, and it's a lot to take on, especially, you know, a time like now when, you know, gun companies are as busy as they could possibly be, you know, even in the best of times. It's very expensive.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Yes.
To do.
Yes, it is.
And not lose momentum.
But by the same token, like in California, which not so much gun businesses, but all businesses have been going through that very thing where they're having to build Tesla. I don't know how big their facility would be. I would think it's huge, and they're going to do it. So in these regimes, like New York, even if they weren't gun builders, they're sort of hostile to businesses in New York State, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, they make it's an extremely difficult regulatory environment, and they have very high taxes, both personal and business. So that's why you see companies in California and places like New York moving to states like Florida and Texas, because we don't have individual income taxes here, and we are generally extremely friendly to business. That's why, yeah. You mentioned Tesla. I don't think Tesla's moving out of California, but they're building a new plant, and they decided to do that here in Austin.
Right.
It's a billion-dollar plant. I think it has 15 or 20,000 people working there. Why? Because it makes a whole lot more sense. It's far less expensive to do business in Texas than it is in California. Price of gas here is like $1.89. I think it's $3.50 or $3.75 in California. The individual income tax is, I don't know, 15%, 16% at the top, something insane. You know, on top of federal taxes, no, there is no individual tax in Texas. And I have to assume that business income taxes are lower here too, though, but I don't know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that, you know, like in New York, they used to be able to offset their federal tax by deducting their local tax, and that got taken away. So now all of these places that have all of these high local taxes get to take credit for that.
Exactly.
And that started moving them out too. So
yeah, that was something that the Congress did when they passed the Trump tax cut. That was a huge penalty on mostly blue states for maintaining these extremely high tax regimes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm glad to see Kimber get out of there. I'm you know, I don't own a Kimber. I have in the past. But I'm just, it doesn't matter if they made, like, you know, the screws that go into the grips. I'm glad they got out of New York State, and I'm glad they voted with their feet, and I'm glad they took their money with them, and they're taking their taxes with them, and they're moving somewhere else and getting out of there. That's the only way I can think of to choke off these blue states.
Yeah, well, Car Arms did it a few years back. They didn't move far, but they moved over the state line from, I think, a New York into Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
you know, they made that decision. Was it Stag? I recently read is moving as well. Out of Connecticut or someplace. I can't recall. I could be wrong. I lose track of all of them. You know, Weatherby moved from California to Wyoming last year, I think it was. So, there's a lot of these people, companies, not only do they just want to be in a better business climate, they want to be in a gun-friendly climate. There's plenty of places that meet that criteria and are very welcoming. So.
Right. So... I found that was good stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing that good stuff.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that, too.
I have tried to get Kimber to sponsor the show before they have, but they haven't done. Real quick before we run out of, we got about a minute and a half. You noticed that the Brady campaign is not mentioning gun control in the campaign, didn't you? In anybody's campaign.
Funny, isn't it? Funny, yeah. Brady in every town. They're running ads all over the place, and they're not mentioning gun control. They're attacking Republicans wherever they go based on other issues, whether it's health care or, I guess, abortion rights or whatever, anything other than gun control. So you have to wonder about these claims that they always like to throw around about 90% of the people wanting more gun control laws. That's probably a load of horse hockey.
Horse hockey.
Yeah, because if that was really the case, they'd be pushing that in their ads.
Well, yeah, don't you? I wonder what that said. Well, I already know. I don't need to ask that question. Anyway, before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about thetruthaboutguns.com. I think I called him today with this video question about the stuff, and Dan moved on it and had it published before lunch. I talked to him shortly after breakfast. He had it published before lunch. This is the kind of speed they move when they do a little research. This is why you should go there, just to check it, just if you're trying to keep up with what's going on in the world pertaining to guns, you know, and they're the ones with the breaking news, truly with the breaking news. So once again, sir, thank you very much for joining me this evening. It is always an educational experience for me.
Thanks for having me.
Mind-altering. Mind-altering experience. It challenges my consciousness, and it makes me a better human being. So thank you very much.
That may be overstating it, but thank you.
Very good. Talk to you soon. Coming up next is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Here what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.